Good morning on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Let's review this past week's market activity. To do that, we'll visit with Heather Ramsey at the ARC Group in Lincoln. Well, Heather, at the end of the week, not a whole lot of change from last week. Give us the weekly numbers. Where did we end yesterday compared to a week ago?
Yeah, so pretty quiet week. We're showing December corn really only off about half a cent for the week. January beans is what I'm using for comparisons here, down about 9 cents week over week. And December Kansas City wheat up a penny and a half. So beans were obviously the biggest mover there, but relatively quiet when you look at kind of the movement we've had here in the past 3 weeks or so.
Well, talk about the week that was, kind of push-pull, a couple of different things going on. What were kind of the highlights?
Yeah, so in the beans, what we saw early in the week, we saw some buying of funds kind of getting in and creating some extra long positions. And it looks like by the end of the week, funds were selling off some gains there. On the corn side of things, you know, we had really strong export sale to Mexico, which really bolstered corn on Thursday. But then kind of the rest of the information on corn is really kind of bearish. You know, they were expecting some higher corn production estimates in next week's report. And what gets said in next week's report as far as corn production goes, that's the last piece of information we're going to hear on production from the USDA, at least until January. So that's kind of an important piece of information to get from corn. We did see for the week then funds are sellers of the grains, both corn and wheat, actually. And if you look at wheat, record Russian wheat crop has really put a damper kind of on any more rallies or any major rallies in the wheat market.
Even though there wasn't a whole lot of movement in the futures in the week, have you seen any movement in local basis here, Heather?
Yeah, so you got to look at basis in this state, and everyone is kind of aware of that. Is we have two basis markets for each commodity. So we've got the elevator market, and we've got a processor market for both corn and beans. And if you look at the elevator market, just really, really weak basis values in the elevator market. You know, we're seeing over a buck under on beans. We're seeing 50 under on corn for elevator markets. So very weak. Lots of supply has hit them, and they are trying to store it in every nook and cranny. If you look at the processor, it feels like beans are strengthening potentially on this basis here. There's been some improvements in basis markets across the processor network. On beans, it feels like we're probably still, you know, a couple weeks to maybe a month out from seeing some serious movement in corn. So it feels like it's going to be kind of spur of the movement at these processors for whether they need grain or not.
Heather, I'm seeing a lot more headlines in the news about South American weather. And, you know, as we finish up with harvest, that's going to be more and more of a focus, isn't it?
Yeah, there's clearly some planting delays in South America. It looks like windows may have opened up in portions of both Brazil and Argentina that they were able to get some planting progressing, I guess you could say. But in the meantime, what's really affecting them is that since we're not seeing good progress down there, I think farmers are getting a little antsy. We've actually seen increased farmer selling in Brazil specifically. You know, their currency is kind of aligned to finally have a decent value. They need some cash flow. Then that is even more supply that is going to be hitting the market at this time of year.
Well, that's a South American new crop discussion. Let's talk about the next new crop discussion for us here in the States. And it won't be too long. You'll be doing your averaging on the 2018 crops, right, Heather?
That's right. You know, we've made some good sales, been a little bit more aggressive maybe than normal as far as 2018 corn and beans both go. Typically, we start our yearly averages this time of year, and we're getting ready to do that again. Probably looking at a start date around that December 1st time frame. This is kind of what we always use as our starter, as kind of our jumping off point to really get guys motivated to get working on the next year's crop. Last year at this time, you know, we were starting our yearly averages in that 390 to 392 futures range. And quite frankly, the December 18 has been trekking right along with that, maybe even a little bit better than that price compared to what we saw last year. So definitely not a bad place to get started. There's a lot of carry. If you look from, you know, this year to next year, there is definitely value in marketing next year's crop. Same thing on the beans. You know, we started right around that $10 futures last year is where we started saying, okay, this is a good place to get started selling some beans. And so we'll have, you know, the ability to put the beans in a yearly average as well if that fits into the marketing plan. We'll also have the ability to just sell some futures if that is preferable. method to start getting going on next year's beans.
All right, very good. Great discussion. Thanks for the comments, and have a good weekend, okay, Heather?
All right, thanks, Chad.
Again, we've been visiting with Heather Ramsey at the ARC Group in Lincoln. For more information, you can call them toll-free, 866-574-2724. They're also online at agrisconsulting.net. On the Rural Radio Network, that's a market recap. Chad Moyer reporting.